I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwarten
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, first batch of 20 police officers to be admitted to Command and Staff College next month. Ghana and three other African countries cited for media freedom and accuracy for three consecutive years. Popular Ghanaian TV star Shaka Zulu sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. Maltese Prime Minister expresses concern about frequent boat disasters in EU waters close to Africa. And late statesman Professor Kofi Awuno celebrated as remains of Corporate Affairs Director of GBC in Trua Ado, France, are cremated in Accra. But first, the summary with Doreen Ampofu.
Government is to establish a command and staff college for the police service to sharpen the skills of personnel. The first batch of 20 of police officers will be admitted to the college next month. President John Mahama, who disclosed this at the 45th Cadet Officers' Graduation of the Service in Accra, said the college will be sited in Winneba in the Central Region. Popular Ghanaian TV star Shaka Zulu has been sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for armed robbery. Shaka Zulu and his accomplices were arrested in August 2010 after robbing some Nigerians at their residence on the Spintex Road in Accra. He, together with three of the accomplices, were each given 15 years for conspiracy and another 15 for robbery to run concurrently. Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat has expressed concern about the frequent boat disasters in EU waters close to Africa. He says European waters are turning into cemeteries for African migrants. This follows another boat disaster in that region, leaving at least 27 people dead. And dignitaries from all walks of life yesterday joined Ghana to celebrate the life and works of late statesman Professor Kofi Awuno. The event was characterized by poetry recitals, drama and dance. Meanwhile, the remains of former Corporate Affairs Director of GPC in Trua Ado, France have been cremated in Accra. Ms. Ado, France died at the Kulebu Teaching Hospital on the 12th of last month after a short illness.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The Ghana Police Service is to get a command and staff college to further sharpen the skills of its personnel in new dimensions of policing. The college to be sited in Winneba will admit its first batch of 20 officers by the 4th of next month. President John Mahama made this known when he reviewed the 45th Cadet Officers' Graduation of the Ghana Police Service in Accra. The 190 graduates included four foreign cadets from Liberia and the Gambia. Cadet Officer Richard Lante Odate was adjudged the best cadet officer. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The Ghana Police College was established in 1959 with a first batch of 14 cadet officers. It offers career training programs aimed at sharpening the intellectual and professional skills of qualified personnel from the rank of inspector. Limited university graduates are also accepted as direct entrants after 3 months of under cadet training at the college. 190 smartly dressed officer cadets turned out in a parade supported by some special units of the police service. What was spectacular was the female contingent that trooped the band to the admiration of the gathering. Indeed, what a man can do, a woman can do even better. Revenue Officer President John Dramani Mahama congratulated the security services on their show of dexterity during and after the elections and the Supreme Court verdict. He said as president, his government has a responsibility to ensure that citizens go about their duties without fear or intimidation, adding that the issue of security is paramount.
The first thing I'd like to do is to thank you and all the security personnel who work hard on a continuous basis to ensure that Ghana remains the most stable and most peaceful country in the West African sub-region.
What probably could be described as the best news is the establishment of a police command and staff college the Ghana Armed Forces has won, which has served as a center of excellence over the years. The Police Command and Staff College will offer senior and junior strategic courses and police management courses.
Participants of these courses will learn executive leadership, strategic management and development, as well as strategic professional policing. Additionally, they will gain a critical understanding of global systems of peace and development, the multiple dimensions of conflict resolution and peace building, economic policy, poverty and natural resource conflict, and many other new dimensions of policing and security.
President Mahama again assured the Ghana Police Service of the necessary logistical support to enable them to work efficiently. The police now have a helipad at its headquarters. The Marine Police, which was disbanded in 1947, has been revived to launch surveillance on the country's waters. The unit has been provided with 6 modern speedboats.
In line with promoting a democratic policing culture and to meet the growing security requirements of our nation, the hitherto militarized armored car squadron has been transformed into the Form Police Unit, FPU, to deal with public order management, hostage rescue, VVIPU escort, and protection for UN mission areas. The police hospital redevelopment project is also ongoing, and government is determined to ensure its completion on schedule. Plans are afoot to procure aviation platforms to facilitate the rapid response capability of the Ghana Police Service.
President Mahama requires nothing more of the graduates than to live by example and embrace the principles of teamwork, bravery and tolerance. He cautions them that in a country where there is increased usage of social networks and a vibrant media, their backs would be watched. A new police council will be inaugurated soon to be chaired by Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Atta.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.
The NDC has extended warm congratulations to the party's founder and former president, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, on being honored by the University for Development Studies, UDS. The authorities of the UDS are expected to honor former President Rawlings with an honorary doctorate degree today for establishing the university about 20 years ago. We bring you details of a statement signed by the NDC's General Secretary, Johnson Esiedunketia.
President Rawlings, as part of his desire to expand university education in the country, willingly donated his $50,000 cash award received from the Hunger Project to help start the UDS during his tenure as president. The NDC sees the award as a recognition of his selfless commitment to ensuring that more Ghanaians are equipped with the requisite skills through education to meet the human resource needs of the country. The NDC says it sees the honor as recognition of former President Rawlings' consistent and priceless role in poverty alleviation, economic and political emancipation. The statement added that his efforts in promoting education to an appreciable level yielded the required results as evidenced in the establishment of more schools at all levels in the country's educational landscape. This pedigree, which has attracted recognition both home and abroad, will forever remain indelible in the annals of the country. The statement restates that the feat achieved by the party's founder emanates from his belief that education holds the key to the development of society, and this stems from a determination to pursue justice and equality for the liberation of the ordinary man. The NDC says it is of the opinion that the honor, like others conferred on President Rawlings by international universities, will continue to serve as a source of motivation and inspiration for the nation. It commended the UDS authorities for having decided to build a monument in his honor at the Nyankwala campus, where the university's foundation stone was laid.
That was a news desk report.
The first mental health and well-being conference is underway in Accra. The conference, which brought together stakeholders in mental health care from Ghana and Australia, is aimed at promoting a positive attitude about mental health. It is also to promote understanding of mental health and make resources available for early interventions and treatment. The chief psychiatrist of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Kwesiose, said the conference could not have come at a better time, as the mental health system in Ghana currently requires complete restructuring and overhauling. He said the time has come for mental health issues to be taken seriously and be of concern to all.
Ghana has been ranked among the first three African countries consecutively for 3 years in media freedom and accuracy. According to the president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Dr. Avel Muni, this is an appreciable position on the league table on free media in Africa. Dr. Avel Muni said this when the Ghana National Petroleum Company donated 50,000 Ghana cedis to the GJA in Accra towards the upcoming 18th GJA Awards on the 2nd of November, a report by Yvonne Asariofe.
The media plays significant roles in the development of every economy. In terms of media freedom, Ghana has come very far and all should be proud of this achievement. Dr. Afomoni said the gesture of the GNPC marks a great start to the upcoming GJA Awards. He reiterated the need for Corporate Ghana to take keen interest in media development and help shape the media system.
For the past 3 years, we have been consistently be among the first three in Africa. And even our media system is even adjudged freer than some media systems in the UK, in America, and what have you. So this tells you that in terms of media freedom, we have come so far, and this should ignite pride in all of us. In terms of media output, so a session of the media gives us cause for concern by the perpetration of ethical misconduct and professional mediocrity. But this does not obscure the fact that majority of our people are doing so well. The recent Supreme Court case is a typical example. Before the verdict was pronounced, many of those who were consumed with doubt and even conscripted with fear that the media were going to land this nation into self-destruction. But we scaled that hurdle, and our democracy since then remains as robust as possible. So if our democracy continues to strike course of appreciation both locally and internationally, it's because the media have made it so. So this justifies the need for media consumers in general, and Corporate Ghana in particular, to help shape a media system which will be more responsive to our needs democratically, economically, socially, and developmentally.
That was GJA President Roland Afelmoni, and in that report by Yvonne Asariofe.
Accra Brewery has also donated a check for 43,395 Ghana cedis and 120 crates of drinks to the Ghana Journalists Association. Presented a check, his Corporate Affairs Director Ajuba Chiama noted that the donation is to show the company's support for celebrating the hard-working Ghanaian journalists. The fatal attack on the Westgate shopping mall in Kenya has been bitter but impacted useful lessons to malls in Accra to strengthen their security. This came to light when the Marina Shopping Mall hosted senior journalists in Accra. The center manager of the mall, Florence Tachimenson, said they have increased security presence by introducing plainclothes security personnel and intensified security training in anti-terrorism tactics for his workers. Justice Mingo has filed this report.
The administrator of the mall, Malik Abisab, commended the investment climate in Ghana, describing it as the best destination for investment. He said incentives introduced by the Ghana Investments Promotion Center is also attracting investments into the country. Mr. Abisab said even though the Westgate shopping mall attack in Kenya has led to a drop in sales, it has raised the consciousness of most Ghanaians and international investors to strengthen their security. The manager of the center, Florence Tichimenson, was impressed that the concept of malls as shopping centers is fast catching up with Ghanaians.
The future is very bright. People are starting to realize that this is a great place to be. In fact, Ghanaians are growing in leaps and bounds. We are exposed to a lot of malls. And I think it's a neater, better place to shop. It's more convenient to come into a building where everything is there. You can buy your food, you can buy your clothes, you can buy something to eat, and your children can play in one place.
Mr. Jimenson touched on security measures put in place to protect shoppers.
We've increased the security presence here. We are working with the Ghana police to see how best we can incorporate some of their systems into our system. We've upped how many cameras we have. So generally, we are more aware of security. We are training the personnel. And we're trying to get everything in place so that should anything happen, which we hope not, we will be a little more prepared for it.
The Marina Mall will be inaugurated on the 31st of this month by the Minister of Trade.
Justice Mingle filed that report.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. First batch of 20 police officers to be admitted to Command and Staff College next month. Ghana and three other African countries cited for media freedom and accuracy for three consecutive years. Popular Ghanaian TV star Shaka Zulu sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. Maltese Prime Minister expresses concern about frequent boat disasters in EU waters close to Africa. And late statesman Professor Kofi Awuno celebrated as remains of former Corporate Affairs Director of GPC in Tiwa Adufans are cremated in Accra.
Popular TV star Richard Corbin alias Shaka Zulu, who was charged with robbery, has been sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. He, together with three other accomplices, were each given 15 years for conspiracy and another 15 for robbery to run concurrently. Four notorious robbers involved in the Medina Ecobank robbery in 2008 will for a long time remain under lock and key as they have been handed 200 years prison term. The convicts Kofi Afuakwa alias Not Nice, Yao Afuakwa aka Dadesen, Kingsley Lawani aka Benin Boy and Richard Kafui Christ alias Lion face a charge of conspiracy and robbery. Although they deny the offence, they were found guilty by the High Court presided over by Justice Charles Quist after trial.
The gang of four was convicted and each accused was sentenced to 50 years in prison with hard labour on both counts to run concurrently. The judge in sentencing noted that the prosecution led by Chief State Attorney Anthony Rexford Redu proved all the ingredients of the offences of conspiracy and robbery against all the accused persons. The convicts were part of a group of armed robbers who attacked a bullion van starched with money meant for banking transaction in front of the Medina branch of Ecobank in June 2008. They seized an AK-47 rifle from a policeman on guard duty at the bank and killed another, Sergeant William Kwanza, who was guarding the van. The convicts then escaped with 60,000 cedis that was in the bullion van in a seized car. They later shared the money in an uncompleted building at East Legon. In December 2008, the gang went for another operation at Tema, and in a shootout, a member, Fatau, was killed. An AK-47 rifle was later retrieved from the scene. The four convicts were arrested a year later when the police, upon the tip-off, raided their abode at Agbogba. Two members of their gang, Tropam and Doche Babanawu, were killed in that raid. A second AK-47 rifle was retrieved from them.
That was Amasewa Bidiakos' report.
Late statesman Professor Kofi Awuno has been celebrated at a ceremony in Accra attended by the academia, ministers of state, members of the diplomatic corps, family and friends. The ceremony, which was characterized by poetry recitals, drama and dance, was graced by President Mahama and former President Jerry John Rawlings. Tributes described the late professor's life as well spent. Pascaline Adadivo report.
The late Professor Kofi Nyidewu Awuno, the distinguished poet, literary scholar, diplomat and politician, indeed deserves to be celebrated. Even though many have described his death as a twist of fate, his poems suggest he was ever prepared for the journey to his ancestors. This is one of his poems. I have written about death also, particularly at this old age now, where at 79 you must know, unless you are an idiot, that very soon you should be moving on. The event was full of performances of his poems by the English Department of the University of Ghana and Professor Atukwe Okai, among others. Here is a stanza from his poem, Songs of Sorrow.
I have no sons to fire the gun when I die, and no daughter to wail when I close my mouth. I have wandered on the wilderness, the great wilderness men call life. The rain has beaten me, and the sharp stumps cut as keen as knives. I shall go beyond and rest.
Awuno Songs of Sorrows, ending that report by Pascaline Adadivo.
And the remains of the former Corporate Affairs Director of GPC in Tiwa de France have been cremated in Accra. In a sermon, Right Reverend Maclean Kumi of the All Souls Chapel said Christians must take a key from Jesus' life and live at peace with one another. Madame de France died at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital on the 12th of last month after a short illness. Irabna Paha has more.
Intiriwa Adufrans was born on 22nd December 1958 to late Mr. and Mrs. Adufrans. She was the second of four girls. She had elementary education at Black Health Preparatory School in London and later at the Association International School in Accra. The late Adufrans had her secondary education at the Wesley Girls High School, where she obtained both O and A level certificates. She continued to the United States to obtain a degree in journalism. Right Reverend Maclean Kumi, who delivered the sermon, admonished Christians to put their trust in God and rely on Him for all things. Friends and family described Intiriwa as a cheerful and lovely person with great sense of humor. The solemn ceremony was attended by politicians, medical practitioners, academia, and the clergy. There were tributes from her children, siblings, friends, alma mater, GBC, and the TV3 Network Limited.
Irabna Paha reporting. One person has been arrested in Kumasi for attempting to sell tickets for the Ghana-Egypt FIFA World Cup playoff to unsuspecting fans. The Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports, Joseph Yamin, confirming the arrest. The culprit will be arraigned before court after investigations.
And Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat says European waters close to Africa are turning into cemeteries after another boat laden with migrants capsized. Mr. Muscat said Malta felt abandoned by the rest of Europe and insisted that the EU take action. Malta and Italy launched a rescue operation after a boat capsized on Friday, leaving at least 27 people dead.
To end the news, the main points again. The first batch of 20 police officers will be admitted into the Command and Staff College for the Police Service next month. And popular Ghanaian TV star Shaka Zulu has been sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for armed robbery. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwatin
and Doreen Ampofinakwa.